Fire! that's music from C.J. Chenet, released in 2011 from the album Too Much Fun. The song you just heard here on the jukebox was called Man Smart, Woman Smarter. I have to agree, being a man myself, I am definitely not as smart as most of the women in my life. That was released under Alligator Records. The very cool Louisiana-style blues thing is a real thing. I love it. And anytime I get a chance to jam with those folks, I learn a lot. Before that, Roy Ellis and Transylvanians, Cool Down Your Temper, a release from 2019. It's a reggae song, and well, obviously you know that, and it was released on the Liquidator music label back in the top of the century, just before the pandemic. Well, not top of the century. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Not the century, but the decade, just before the pandemic. They've had some really amazing success on streaming, so go check out Roy Ellis and the Transylvanians. My name's Julian Taylor. I'm your host here, and now I'd like to play something from an artist who I saw back, I guess, in the spring of 2024 at Massey Hall. They were doing a Indigenous incubator program with CBC Music. I'd heard the artist before, but never had seen them live, and they shook me to the core. This is brand new music from Raven Reed, and it's called Stumbling Fool. I know that it's going to hit you just as hard as it hit me. Here it is on the jukebox.
Hypnotized you. Thank you. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Music from record producer, guitar slinger, and Six Nations of the Grand River resident artist Derek Miller. Also has been nominated for a few awards across the board, like the Junos and the NAMMYs. That was Dangerous Games, released earlier this summer. My name's Julian Taylor, and I am your host here on the Jukebox. I just want to thank you for tuning into the show. Really do appreciate your listenership, and if you have any requests, just let us know on social media. Released in 1975, Hot Cokie. This is a crazy song from an artist who blends traditional Cameroonian music with contemporary styles, André Marie Talla. And I hope you enjoy that song coming up. Blessing of Four is also on the show with Lift Me Up. And we've got Hannah Jagdagu with My Love, brand new music that came out this summer. But before we get to those particular artists and those songs, I'd like to play something from a friend of mine who's from Haida Gwaii, Carson Gray. She's got brand new music and it's called Aches and Breaks. She's actually married to Joey Styles, who's wonderful, and he's a great MC, hip-hop artist as well, living in Haida Gwaii. Honestly, Carson, I love you so much. Thanks for singing on Seeds, the acoustic version. Here she is with Aches and Breaks on the jukebox.
is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Sometimes I feel like I just keep pretending, and I'm slowly going out of my mind. And I feel like you could be the one who would catch me when my wings won't fly. Would you lift me up? Would you lift me up when the world gets cold and it's all too much? Sometimes I need somebody to remind me what I'm made of. When I'm breaking down, running low on love, need a hand to hold, wanna feel your touch. Sometimes I But it's been heavy on my bones. It's been weary on my soul. Would you lift me up? Would you lift me up when the world gets cold and it's all too much? Sometimes I need somebody to remind me what I'm made of. When I'm breaking down, running low. You lift me up when the world gets cold and it's all too much. Sometimes I need somebody to remind me what I'm made of. Oh.
Oh,
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. For many Catholics, the importance of fighting climate change was articulated a decade ago in the late Pope Francis's groundbreaking letter, Laudato Si. To mark the letter's 10th anniversary, a group of Catholics from across the country made a pilgrimage to Washington, D.C. In Laudato Si, Francis emphasized that environmental destruction and poverty are part of the same crisis.
Communities who are poor and marginalized are often the ones who bear the brunt of environmental degradation and those negative consequences. And it's not two distinct calls to care for these poor people and the earth, but it's rather all one call to live in love and to follow Jesus's message of love.
This past summer, Annalise Dorchenez interned with the nonprofit Catholic Climate Covenant. In June, she and other advocates brought copies of Laudato Si to every Catholic member of Congress and talked with the officials or their staff.
We told them about why Pope Francis's message is important to us and why we think it's vital that policymakers hear and respond to the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor when they're making these big decisions that affect the whole country.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Ooh, la, 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 la. Open mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.
You're listening.